Day and welcome to Mum to Millionaire. Now introducing my mum, Vina V. I love you, Mummy.
Hey, it's Vina V and welcome to the Mum to Millionaire podcast where we push you to your potential in business and life. I'm really excited today because I feel like we haven't done an interview for so long. And this lady, you are going to love her. The reason I love her so much is because she's just like a go-getter. So anything I know that she says, like, is actually going to happen in her life. She is an action taker. She's raring to go. She's a mother to a beautiful girl. She's a wife. She's a digital entrepreneur. And she still is currently working a 9-to-5. And why I think this is going to be an extra valuable podcast episode for you is because I know a lot of you are in Cher's position where you're currently still working, but you're thinking about having a business, or you want to do a business, but you're trying to make that leap. So please welcome to the show, Cher Crawford Lewis.
Thank you, Rina. Thank you. Thank you.
And Cher, before, I love your accent so much, and everyone's going to notice that you have an accent. So where are you originally from, and when did you come to the UK?
So it's mixed. Born in Jamaica, but I lived in the States. And then I came to the UK about 12 years ago. It's a good time now. I think I'm going into 13 years being in the UK now. So the accent is cross-transatlantic. It's like Jamaican, a bit of American. I don't have a thick British accent, although I've been here for 13 years. So it's all mixed. It's just mixed accents.
That's good, because that is what makes you extra special. As soon as I heard you speak, I was like, what? I was like, you sound like an American. So what's going on? But tell us more about yourself, because you are in this position as so many other women and mums, not just in the UK, but all around the world, where you currently have a full-time job. Yeah. So number one, how are you doing that juggle? And number two, I mean, what is kind of your vision moving forward? Do you have a clear plan of how long you want to stay in your job? And are you even looking to make that leap full-time into business?
Yes. So you know what, Vina, and I'm glad you said that, because I think this is why I will start with where my vision and my why is. My vision, my why has to do with my husband and my daughter, okay? So it has to do with my family. The fact is, I have one child, she's growing up, we're never going to get that time back. And number two, you know, I've always had the drive, you know, entrepreneurship is in my family. My grandparents were entrepreneurs. Do you see what I mean? So once that's in your blood, you have that drive. And I think where my why comes in, my husband and my daughter, more time, more freedom. You know what it's like. We're moms, we're wives, we're carrying jobs, we're wearing so many hats, and it can become daunting. And I think for me, it was that why that drove me to obviously embarking on my entrepreneur journey. And I've always wanted to work for myself, to, you know, command my own time and freedom. Because to be fair, apart from you're going to have an income, you're going to have that time and freedom. And I think that is what you have to start with. What really is your why? Because it's going to be your why that will drive you on days when you don't feel like coming out of bed, or on days when I didn't feel like, because the rain is going to come on a podcast. But to get on that podcast. Because you know what? You've got to do it. You've got to face it and do it anyway. And I think it goes back to my why, because a lot of times when I'm having those days, I say, Sherry, what's your why? What is your why? And you have to know your why is that powerful. Because my why is, I'm going to retire myself and my husband. We're going to come home. We're going to run these businesses. Do you see what I mean? Because I have a little daughter. So your why is very important. With regards to me, okay, my entrepreneur journey started in 2015. Started off on my entrepreneur journey while still in my 9-to-5, but Vina, I failed miserably. It did not go as planned. And I think we have to not be so hard on ourselves, because I was literally not, you know, very hard on myself when I initially started out. However, I picked up on everything that I did wrong, everything, you know, that I learned the lesson. Because you know what? When I started out, there's a lot of things that as a new entrepreneur, you're not going to know. You're going to need a mentor. You're going to need a mentor.
Stop you right there, because all this you've said already, I think it's going to resonate with so many people. Because, and thank you, by the way, for being honest, because I think this is what Mum to Millionaire is all about. It's encouraging that honesty. And this is the thing that people don't talk about. I mean, Mum to Millionaire is not my first thing I've done. I've done loads of other things before it, and it didn't work. So even for you, like, you got into entrepreneurship, and I think all of us at some point, you see that, and I hate this image, I really hope they stop promoting it, there's that image of a mum holding her baby with a computer in front of her and she's smiling, and I'm like, that's not even real. It's not a real thing. So I think that's so important that you said that, because, you know, we all of us do it, where we get so blinded by the lights. And of course, having a business, and what you said right at the beginning, is having that strong why. Of course, a business, it gives you that flexibility. We can plan our own days, no one's our boss, but it comes with a lot of hard work, it comes with sacrifice, and it's not as easy as everyone makes it out to be. So thank you for actually saying that in the first place.
Yes, and pretty much, as I said, even being in a 9-to-5, because we are, you know, we wear a lot of hats, Vina, as moms, as wives, we wear a lot of hats. And, you know, I think we have to remember that we are on a journey, which it's a process. It is a process, and it's going to be a process where we have good days and bad days. And as I started saying, with regards to what, when I started out in 2015, I failed miserably. I recognized that I needed help, you know, where I needed a coach, a mentor. And this is why I'm glad on the Mom to Millionaire, you see, you have the Mom to Millionaire. It is a support network. It is that sort of, you know, you can have access to a coach, a mentor. And I do say to people, do invest in a mentor or a coach or a group setting as social, you know, I mean, your social accelerator, Mom to Millionaire. You have to have group setting or single-handedly coaching, because that was where I went wrong when I started my journey. And I'm telling you, just accessing a coach and a mentor, getting into your group, social accelerator, it's all just fired off. It's all, literally this year, it's all fired off.
She is. Cher is one of our most engaged members of the Social Accelerators. And if you don't know what the Social Accelerators is, it's this brand new program that I've put together. And it's just to really help women face their fears. And I really, everyone that's in the group, I just respect them so much, because we've already been through so many changes. Like, I started the group and wasn't even called the Social Accelerators. It was called the Mastermind. And this is another message I want to say, is that in life, you have to just start, because I could have had this idea of a membership group and just not taken action on it and just waited until next year. But I'm failing fast. I'm seeing what's working. I'm thinking, okay, no one's really interacting with that. Let me try something else. I've changed the name now. I changed the concept. But it has to be done, because if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. And going back to what Cher said about investing in yourself, oh my goodness me, I wish I invested in myself years ago. I mean, I kind of invested in the sense of getting equipment and getting myself set up in terms of YouTube-wise. But in terms of kind of that business coaching, or like Cher said, having that support system, like a coach or a mentor. Oh my goodness me, I'm part of a coaching program myself now. So not only do I have a membership program, which Cher is part of, I've got a coach, and it just makes such a difference, doesn't it? Just to sometimes even ask someone a question, just to ask a question sometimes makes a huge difference.
Exactly. And going back to that, this is the thing, you know, we're going to have to get to that point in our life when we start investing our personal development. And also, if you're going to have a business, you have to invest. We are just going to have a small budget to invest in ourselves, because we're going to need somebody who has already been there, successful coaches that have already been there, to take you to your next level. Because I've had a coach where, this is where I had my coach. We're going to talk about all that automation, automating a business, whether it's on and or offline. However, that was where I learned the skill set. You know, you can always have your, you know, personal, the character skill set, but you need the business systematic skill set. And number two, you know, I've learned all that commanding, and I can see the fruits coming through now. However, I needed to go to my next level, which is YouTube. and Facebook Labs and all that, Vina, that was where your group came through. That was where your coaching came through. So along the journey, you also will have different coaches for what specific level you're going to, which is my YouTube and Facebook Labs, Instagram Labs. That's where Vina comes in the social accelerator. So you have to, you know, be open to your new levels and for your new investments to along your journey.
Exactly. And I'm so, do you know what, you summed it up for me already, in the sense of, again, I wish someone would just tell you at the beginning, when you start a business, exactly what Cher said, have a budget set aside that's purely for investing in a coach or a mentor or some kind of membership program, because you need that. And I don't think enough people actually talk about that as a business tip. It's always like, you know, have money to do marketing or X, Y, and Z. But it's true. What about the money to invest in yourself? Because I refer it to as I'm buying time. Because I'm learning all about kind of Facebook ads at the moment, YouTube ads, a whole back end of stuff. And yeah, I probably could learn it by myself, but I don't want to take another 4 years to do all of that. So I've got a guy who makes millions in doing all that kind of stuff, and I'm part of his coaching program now. So I'm buying time. Which, yeah, again, when I started my business, I didn't understand that concept. Yeah. It's like, do you know what I mean? It's like, time is our most precious asset. So you have to value it.
Yeah, exactly. And that goes back to what I said in 2015, I failed when I just started out, because I was just like, let's go on a free webinar, Yes, it's all good having free, but you need to have a paid, because you know what? There's a famous saying, success leaves clues. It does. You know, you can twist it, you can turn it as best as possible. It does leave clues. Wherever you see a successful coach, like Vina, we know you in the UK with YouTube and all that. Wherever you see that, you're going to need that. And Vina did her years of finding it out, doing it, but she's blowing up YouTube. She's blowing up just like the social accelerator. We got to show up to blow up. You know what I mean? So if you don't show up, you're never going to get to the top. And when I say blow up, your breakthrough comes through. You know what I mean? Because you're going to have to show up. When we show up, we become consistent. We got to put that work in. Vina did years of putting that work in, and now it's blowing up. It's showing up. And I think as entrepreneurs, you have to look at where you want to get to. Who is that mentor that has gone there? And that is exactly where I'm at in my 2 years now consistently. I've commanded systems, automation, which we're going to, but now I know, but by 2021, we're going to have to all be live on videos. The research shows it. Your business is going to need to be on videos, on lives, and this is where Vina comes in. Hence why I'm a part of the social accelerator, because I know I need to learn that skill set. You know,
I love that. You're like doing the sales pitch for me. I wasn't even going to talk about it, but here we go. If you want to learn more about social accelerators, I'll tell you more about it at the end of this podcast. But I want to talk to, so thank you, Cher. She's just like, do me all this stuff. I didn't even tell her to say that. I brought Cher here today because, number one, like, she's amazing. She's in the group and she's so engaged. I wanted to give something extra back to her by getting her on the podcast. But not only that, she is a wealth of knowledge. And Cher really specializes in automating your business. And again, this is a thing that not enough people talk about, do they, Cher, in terms of automating your business? Yeah. And if someone's hearing that word for the first time, what exactly does it mean to automate your business?
Okay. So pretty much this is what I'm saying. You know, whether you're an online business, because we all talk about work from home. We're mompreneurs. We want to work from home. It's all in the game. You know, it's working from home. Who does not want to work from home? So when we speak of automation, what really is automation? And, you know, the word suggests we're automating. But in simple terms, it's really complex processes you're taking and simplifying in just putting system in place. When I say system, I'm talking about whether you have an online business or it's a brick and mortar, it's the same process. You know, we all came to the, you know, to the whole thing of the World Wide Web. And this is where it's all started. But what we used to do, we manually had to do, I'm going to call up. We're going to make the phones. We're going to call. We're going to make the appointments. Now we don't have to really do that. We can get all that done with automation. And then we get on the phone with our clients. So when we talk about automating the business, we're literally talking about when we speak of, you know, we're building our electronic calendars. It does it for us. We're talking about funnels, which I'll get into more details. What a funnel is really your sales process. And we're talking about just, you know, when you build your funnels, what that leads to. It's a call to action. Whether or not you don't have to be selling something, it could be a free call, or it could be, you know, just some information, or to a sales process that you're selling a course or you're selling a product. So, you know, it's automating. It's where we're getting people to us pretty much by electronic use, whether it's social media, whether it's your website, it's your funnel, whether it's you're using the messenger, e-box on social media now, or even your live videos or YouTube, and you're having your link there. So it's all to do with automating the business to get your clients to you, cut that all out, the preamble, and we get to business speaking on Zoom calls or on telephone, etc.
It's like you're making that process quicker, yes, aren't you? It's like someone seeing, yes, you on social media, streamline. Then how do you lead them to that point? Yep. Like you said, it doesn't even have to be paying you for something initially. Yep. It could be just getting them on the phone. Okay, so Cher, give us your top tips then. So we started our business. What would you say to us in terms of automation? And please, if you're new, yep, to business, please learn from me and do this sooner rather than later, because I'm only now. Yeah. Definitely learning about funnels and all the rest of it. I've always had like an email list, but it's just always been like, yeah, whatever, I can't be bothered. Just sign up to the email list. Here's a free ebook. But now I'm actually seeing it from a completely, yeah, different overview and thinking, mm-hmm, do you know what? This is actually important, especially if, yeah, you're a mum and you want, yeah, what me and Cher want. We want to spend, yeah, more time, yeah, with our kids at the, yeah, end of the day. Even though he annoys me so much, yeah, all the time, I still want to be there and spend time with him. So let's delve in now. What is your advice for us?
So my three top tips. First, obviously, it's marketing your business effectively. And when I mention marketing your business effectively, you know we have social media. That is one of the major platforms. We have our YouTube, Instagram, whatever social media, Facebook you want to use. It's marketing effectively. And I think with regards to, you know, when you, you know, this is why, again, it will tie into my third one, which is getting a coach or a support network group. Because once you learn the skill sets that you need to market online, it will then obviously, once online, you know what your client, your ideal client is. You're going to know how to literally post what your headline should be, because it has to be tailored to who you want to attract into your business. And I think when we talk about marketing, it's a very wide topic, but I'm just going to keep it simple. I'm talking about effectively on Facebook, you know, YouTube, Instagram, just keeping it, you know, precise to the point, but very clear. You have to be clear. Who am I attracting? What am I saying? And what would that client gain from me? It's always having a solution for a problem. So we have clients that has a problem. We have the solution to fix that problem. So in business with me, it's automating your business. I'm fixing your solution in automating your business. And also, as you mentioned, because I'm a digital platform, there's two tier going on with me. I use platforms to also generate income. So if there's somebody who wanted an opportunity in the business, I give them a free call. They come on my call and I discuss business and we see what's best for them, which business, whether network marketing, affiliate marketing, is better choice for them to generate that income. My second point is
Go back on one thing you said, you touched on. I think it's so important in terms of marketing, knowing who your customers are, knowing what they want and all the rest of it. But headlines are very important, because, and again, analyze your own stuff. Look what other people are doing, but then you have to test and tweak and try things yourself. So I might be selling the same product. It might be like my YouTube course for beginners, as an example. Mm-hmm. And some of my posts that I'm promoting it may do better than others, because the posts that are getting more engagement, they're the ones that are resonating more with my target audience. So it's really paying attention. And as Cher said, sometimes it's just the headline. Yeah, it literally might be one tweak in that headline that everyone's like, oh yeah, but it's all leading people to the same product, to the same free whatever it is, but sometimes it's literally one word in the headline. And have you found that as well when you're doing certain things, isn't it?
I do. And then that was when I started seeing the engagement change, and loads of people started booking into my electronic calendar when, you know, it was getting too much at one point in a certain month. So it does. And it's, you know, this is why, Vina, I keep saying, once you invest in yourself and you learn those skill sets, you have to just be consistent. You know, sometimes there's the times when you don't want to do it, but you got to get up and do it, because the consistency will then show you that, because people are watching, you know, people are actually watching. They're actually watching it take several posts or several, you know, videos for somebody to actually connect with you. So you have to bear that in mind going into business or wanting to, you know, venture out into the deep. You have to bear this. It takes time. You have to have patience. In business.
That, I think that's so, the golden word there,
yeah,
is patience. And when you're trying to market whatever it is, your, yeah, your a particular service or product in your business,
yeah,
you've got to keep going, don't you? Because, yeah, and as, yeah, you just said, like, it might take, I think it was the, I need to research what's the actual number is, but I'm sure it's between 7 and 9 touch points. Yeah. Of, yeah, someone. So someone might see a YouTube video from you.
Yeah.
They might be on your email newsletter. They might see, yeah, you on Instagram. They, yeah, then might, I don't know, even see you talk at an event, but these, yes, are all touch points.
Yeah.
And then, exactly, they finally buy. So again, what Cher said then, golden word is patience. Someone, yeah, might hear about you right now, but they may, yeah, never buy anything for you for, I don't know, 2 years sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you say that because I've had people that actually have just literally had a Zoom call with, and they were in the USA and they joined the business, you know, the network marketing business that I'm actually partnered with. And they actually signed up on my email list since May, March, April, May. You know, you're talking about almost 6 months. So you're, you know, and this is why I got an influx in August, was one of my busiest times jumping on Zoom calls. So you're right, Vina. They are watching, but they want to see what value you have to offer. What is the solution you're offering for their problem? And they have to watch, because, which is fair. It's a we are in a consumer world. We, you know, we are also consumers ourselves, although we're running businesses whilst I'm working part, you know, full time in my job. But I'm also a consumer. I had to watch Vina for a bit. I met Vina at a speaking event, but then when I got to the stage of my business, when I know I need YouTube and lives, Vina was just like number one. She was number one on my list because I have watched Vina for 5 years, phoning Vina. But
Vina's a prime example. It took 5 years.
And I know
Vina to buy. But and it's a really good point what you're saying. And I didn't even know Cher had seen me at this event until she came to, I did like a little meetup for the Social Accelerators. And she was like, Vina, I met you so many years ago. I was like, did you?
Yeah.
So imagine if I just turned up to, yeah, something and I was like, oh, do you know, whatever, let me just give whatever content. But this is why my mantra is always give your best. It doesn't, exactly, matter if it's on some podcast that people, yeah, don't, like there's a few people, yeah, that listen to it, a YouTube, yeah, channel that have got a few subscribers. It does not, yeah, matter. You always, yeah, give your best and your go best. Above and beyond.
Exactly. And my second tip, Vina, is obviously, which is what I'm doing. It's putting the right system in place, which is why I talk about automation. You know, when we talk about system, as I say, the email list, the funnel. Funnel is the process that brings the client to you. They come to my front end of my website, come through, hi, I'm Cher, see a video and or, you know, some information. Get, you collect their email list and their names, and they go to what I'm offering, which is a free 30, at this point, a free 30-minute strategy session. We look at what opportunities and businesses I'm partnered with, and or if you're already a coach or a business person, if you want to obviously, you know, buy the product that I actually was trained by my mentor, which, you know, teaches you automation. But why I say this is important, email list goldmine. I mean, my email list is not big, but it's getting more and more. Every couple of days or every few weeks, I have people opting in, which is very great. I'm going to make a very good point here. When you have access to that email list, now you're talking about, we have social media, YouTube and all that too. Obviously we're out there, but an email list is that behind scene marketing tool, which is very powerful. When Facebook, Instagram went down recently, I was able to communicate with the clients on my email list. I just sent out an email list to say we were having, you know, A, B, C, D, and people responded. And people jump on that Zoom, but a lot of people were panicking because social media froze for almost 24 hours. So do you see why automating your business is important? Exactly. And I was able to still continue on 2 Zoom calls, got 2 people in partnership, mm-hmm. but Instagram was down, Facebook was down.
That's such a great point because I actually laugh when Facebook and Instagram, I think it was Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, because they're all
crashed.
They all went down at the same time and everyone then went to Twitter and was like, oh my God, like Facebook. And I was like, who cares? So glad Cher brought that point up, because it just shows the power of having your own email list. Yeah. If you purely just have a Facebook group, when Facebook goes down, what are you going to do? Remember, I don't know who said this phrase, but I love it so much. You have to see social media as rented ground. You are in somebody else's house and you're renting it. At any point, they can close down your Facebook group. Facebook can even ban people. They can just take down your profile.
Exactly.
If your business is coming from Facebook, What are you gonna do then? If you've got no back system, like Cher said, if you haven't got an email list. So if you do have a big Facebook group or a presence on Facebook, all the time try and get those people on to your email list, because you will always own it. You will always own that list.
Exactly.
So glad you brought that up.
Brilliant. And that was the second point. And my third top tip, I would hammer home about this. You cannot do this alone. You're going to need a mentor. You're going to need a support group. And I will say, because I'm going to be honest, when I failed miserably in 2017, it was end of 2016, early 2017, when I went and got myself a coach and I had to invest. And Vina, let me tell you, I am reaping the benefits now, a year and a half after. And, this is why now, when I recognize where do I need to go? I have my plan. My vision is written down. I knew, Vina, you were on the vision board, because next, it's YouTube, it's live. I put faces on my vision board. So I know my next move is YouTube. Who is the YouTuber over here? And I had to choose. I said, Vina, I'm in London. I need to have Vina. So this was when I was upping into your stuff and connecting with you. I initially did your YouTube course, because that was where I learned, I could just have my mobile. And this is all I'm doing, my mobile, my lighting and everything. You don't need, you brought it to my attention. We don't need expensive stuff. You know what I mean? We don't need expensive stuff. And I think that is where we get carried away, that we need a 50 grand budget. No, you can start on a 2,000 pound budget. You know what I mean? And get to where you need to. And I will hammer home, because if I did not invest in a coach and a mentor, I would not be able to command the internet like I'm doing now. I would not be able to have the knowledge to know, what is my next move? I know I have to get out. I have to get out on YouTube and Facebook Live. And I will say, if you're not able to have a one-to-one mentor, groups like Vina V Groups, the Social Accelerator, and I will go on about it, Vina, because I'm a part of that group. And it has helped me tremendously for the last 4 or 5 months. So I'm telling you guys, a mentor. So those are my three tips. Your marketing, your automating, putting systems in place, and you cannot do it alone. We need to have a network and or a coach. You have to invest in yourself.
Those are three fantastic tips, which I think anyone who's starting a business, and to be honest, anyone who's even, currently in business, they can do all those three tips now, because they might not have a coach or a mentor yet.
Exactly.
They might not be really doing any form of marketing yet.
Yep.
And they might not be, having that support network, having that back end, having an email list. So even if you are in business, really pay attention to what Cher said, because sometimes it's these little tweaks that make such a massive difference. Exactly. And this is why I'm so glad that I didn't have to, like, I'm really bad sometimes, but be like, join the Social Accelerators, because Cher did that all for
me.
If you've never heard of the Social Accelerators before, then make sure you come and join, because you can start doing stuff like this. You can come and do podcast. We've got podcast month coming up next month. We'll be doing how to do podcasts, how to do Facebook audio live, how to do Facebook lives. We're going to do a YouTube month soon.
Brilliant.
Anything you need to get your business visible, that is what we cover. And I've really priced it so affordably at $37 a month. Yeah. So as many people can come in, take advantage.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like. I know what it's like when you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I can part with that money. I don't know. But once you come in, you get instant access to so many courses. Yes, there's a group, Sharers in there. If you want someone to talk to,
share with me.
I'm there. We do monthly coaching calls. I'm just trying to give you so much premium content for an affordable price. You know, Cher has stayed for many months now, and I just get so proud when I see that, like what I saw, I think Cher, you've been doing Facebook Lives. And when I see your videos, I get, you know, it's like you're an emotional mother, and I'm like, oh, look, she's doing it.
She's doing it. Face the fear. Yeah, I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now. So you have to get out there, you know, and you have to, at every level, get what you need from the success coach you've seen, you know, and that is one thing I keep saying, you know, people want to come into business. We have to remember we're going to have to invest in ourselves. Unfortunately, that is the only way, as you say, cut time. You know, you're not, you don't want to spend 10 years. Vina V has done that for 10 years. We've had coaches for doing their knowledge, all their success in 10 years, you can get in a few months. So why not invest in it? Why not invest? This is how you're going to learn that same knowledge that they took 10 years to accomplish.
And I think it's also about having that shift in mentality. Because I'll be really honest, mindset. When I first started my business, I was like, before someone would sell a program, they'd be like, oh, this costs $2,000. I'd be like, oh my God, $2,000? I am not paying that. It's way too much money. But the years have gone on, and exactly the point what Cher said, why am I going to struggle for 5 years trying to figure out how to do some kind of ad or whatever when I can pay someone? Fair enough, I've invested a lot of money recently in this coaching program, but I know I'm going to quadruple, five times, 10 times that amount of money that I have spent. So really start seeing that as a proper investment, because even before when I started Mum to Millionaire, sometimes I don't want to go back and listen back to the first few episodes, because maybe I was saying do everything for free, just do it all for free, you'll be fine. And now I'm just like, no, you need to invest in yourself, ladies.
Exactly, it's true. You know, it's true. Some offers can be free, but you know, which is some for call to actions, but you have to get to the point where you're going to have to get to the decision to, we have to spend some money.
Exactly. You are brilliant. You're taker. You're going to get so far. I've got such a good feeling about you. If we want to contact you, where do we go and find out more about you and connect with you?
So I am on Instagram, which is Cher Crawford, my name, and on Facebook. You know, I'm basically on Facebook and Instagram. I'm launching my YouTube with Sabina V. I'll be working on my YouTube. But it's pretty much Facebook, Instagram, and, you know, my website funnels. It's just my name, www.cherCrawford.net or cherCrawford.biz. So anyone can opt into a 30-minute free strategy session, and we can get on the Zoom call and have a chat.
Oh, I love it. And Cher is lovely. So you'll definitely be in fabulous hands. Cher, thank you so much for coming on the Mum to Millionaire podcast. And please, like I always say this as well, sometimes you might have to listen to episodes twice to really kind of like, you listen to the conversation, maybe try and go out and do some stuff in your business and then listen to this podcast again and just be like, okay, let me go and try this now. Let me go and try that. And, you know, we're here. You can always message me on social media and I will get back to you as well. Just don't, you know, as Cher said this as well, you're not alone. You don't have to be alone. I know you might feel like you're alone, but I promise you there are so many people in your position, isn't it, Cher?
Sure, exactly. And this is why being in a group of, you know, like-minded women, or I mean, some group have men, it's really, really important, because, you know, look at the social accelerator. We have different talents, different skill set, but the support, the networking events, brilliant. You know, you're going to have those down days, but just being in the group, you get that pick me up feeling and get that sort of, you know, we're cheering each other on, you know, we're little things like doing a Facebook ad. Yeah. You know, you have that support. You have that support in a group, because it does, this journey can be a lonely, tough journey. But with support, it can, you know, sort of even out. So, yeah.
Exactly. Definitely. And we're all here to be happy. Like, why struggle and be sad? We can be happy. We can enjoy the journey, even on those down days. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming
on the Mum to Millionaire podcast. If you're listening to this on Spotify or iTunes, make sure you subscribe, because we are consistent. It's the word Cher said.
Yeah.
We are being consistent now on the podcast and the YouTube channel. So make sure you subscribe to both. And there's plenty more helpful content on the way for you that's really going to push you to your potential in business and life.
Hey, don't forget to check out the website for a full recap, mumtomillionaire.com.